Good morning. We have a sunny, dry, but cool start across interior New York and New England. Many places are well down into the 40s this morning, even some 30s showing up across the higher terrain. That sunshine, though, will go to work and push temperatures back through the 40s and 50s and into the 60s today. As we get deeper into the morning, and especially this afternoon, that warmer air here at ground level with cooler air aloft will create instability clouds and even a few passing showers, along with a gusty northwest breeze. The combination of these weather elements will keep it cool, and temperatures will only manage to get into the middle and upper 60s for afternoon highs. Any passing showers will die out after sunset tonight, and it will be partly cloudy and cool again with temperatures back into the 40s. We'll continue that cooler circulation in the area for tomorrow, although with less moisture available, a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, temperatures around 70. On Sunday, we'll start out sunny and dry with high pressure in control, although the next disturbance will be swinging through the Great Lakes and into our region by the afternoon. So clouds will be on the increase, and there's a good chance of showers before the afternoon is through, and certainly into Sunday night, even a steadier rain. That upper-level disturbance will get cut off over top of us for the early part of next week, keeping the weather showery and cloudy and cool on Monday and Tuesday with highs only in the lower to mid-60s. That system will lift out for the middle and latter portion of next week, and things will tend to dry out. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Depression Beatriz, which made landfall along the west coast of Mexico as a tropical storm last evening. Beatriz is located about 55 miles north-northeast of Puerto Angel, Mexico, and is moving toward the north-northeast near 7 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue today. On the forecast track, the center of Beatriz is expected to move farther inland over the state of Oaxaca through the day. Maximum sustained winds are near 35 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening is forecast, and Beatriz is expected to dissipate later today over the mountains of southeastern Mexico. Despite losing its tropical characteristics, the remnants are expected to produce total rainfall accumulations of 6 to 10 inches across the Mexican state of Oaxaca, with isolated maximum totals of 18 inches possible. This rainfall is likely to produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with fog, 28 degrees, and a wind out of the northwest at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 40, 83% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 24 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, breezy, upper 70s, Boston increasing clouds and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm later in the day in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low, 52. The average temperature, 63. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday for the month of June, zero. That's 13 hundredths of an inch below normal. But 18.91 inches for the year is 4 inches even above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 53. The record high, 94, set in 1895, and the record low 39 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with a passing shower possible and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today, a couple of passing showers possible, and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cool today with a passing shower and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lower to mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower and highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with a passing shower possible, and highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still breezy and cool, but highs will reach to about 70. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Sunday, with afternoon showers turning into a steadier rain through the evening in the lower 70s. Cloudy with showers both Monday and Tuesday, only in the lower to mid 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds bouncing back into the lower 70s Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.